Hey there, Kimberly Olson here, also known as the Gold Digger Girl. I'm a number one international bestselling author, multiple seven-figure earner, social media marketing expert, mompreneur mogul, and branding ninja. I'm on a mission to inspire you to get lit in your business, set your soul on fire, and teach you how to build your empire. Join us as we dive into action-oriented strategies that are going to allow you to scale your online business and create simple systems that duplicate. Let's get started. Hey, Gold Digger, Kimberly Olson here, back for another episode of the Gold Digger Girl podcast. And today we are going to talk about some newer concepts around time blocking and being productive. And really, I feel as though when I did the Strength Finders test, one of my top five, if you haven't done it, it's so worth it. My top five is maximizer, and that means I always want to make things better. I want to improve. I want to, like, I'll see something and I'm like, ooh, we could do it this way. So ask my team every 5 seconds. I'm like, how about this? Because that could be better. And they're like, really? Love you guys. So with that being said, you'll notice that when I'm giving you strategies, I'm always looking for ways to optimize. So it might be more efficient on social. It might be to repurpose your content. That's a form of optimizing. Today, we're going to talk about how to optimize your time in a way that allows you to get more done in less time so you can create more time freedom, because I know for most of you, you just feel like there's not enough time in the day. I get it. Trust me. And there are some cool strategies that you can implement that are going to allow you to actually be more efficient. So I know you're not new to time blocking. You've heard the concepts, but I'm actually going to take it a step further, okay? So when we time block, just to touch base on it, what we're doing is we're batching tasks together. The reason why this is so effective, check out my book. It's a number one international bestseller. It's called Why Balance is BS. If you go on Amazon and just type in Kimberly Olson books, why it should come up. So, and I have it on Audible too, if you like to listen to things. So in that book, I talk all about this. So if you like this topic, please go check that book out. So what we found is that, you know, there's people who, this is what they do for a living, is study productivity. What they've found is that if you're working on a task and you get interrupted, so say somebody comes to the door, you get a phone call, it can take up to 25 minutes to get back into the task. So if you think about all the different things you're doing throughout the day and you're switching gears and you're moving on to a different project or maybe a different, you know, area of your business, or even switching over to mom, you know, putting your mom hat on when the kids get home, it takes a lot of effort to shift gears. And this is why I think a lot of us feel really depleted and exhausted. I used to, I don't anymore, but I definitely went through that where I just felt tired every day, even if I got enough sleep. And I really think it's because of this. We're almost like short circuiting, right? So when you think about your day, time blocking is where, instead of shifting, constantly switching hats, moving from one task to the other, you're gonna batch things. So for example, let's say you have a podcast. Instead of kicking out a new podcast each week, or maybe you have YouTube videos you produce, or maybe you have content you create, like all your social media, for most of you listening, this would be you. Instead of each day, like, okay, what do I need to post today? Or each week going, okay, I need a new podcast. What you would do is you would say, all right, it's going to take me, you know, 2 hours to record, say 4 to 6 podcast episodes, or however long they are for you, maybe six to eight podcast episodes if you're like me. It's going to take me 2 hours to do that. And then I'll have, you know, enough episodes for the next 2 months, let's say. Well, what you could do is you can schedule 2 hours to record all the podcasts for the next month or two. So instead of each week shifting into podcast mode, right, you've got to get, and I know what it's like, because if I want to quickly record like an affirmation series, they're like literally 5 minutes. I'm like, and I got to get my little podcast, sound barrier thing. I've got to get the Audacity up. Like, it is not difficult, but mentally it's like, oh, I got to do that. Right. And you just put it off. I mean, sometimes, or, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm going to teach you and talk to you about today, and I actually learned this from my coach, Carrie, is where you're going to actually time block the entire day, and you're going to have a specific focus for the day, a specific type of productivity. Basically, what area of your business are you going to be in for the day? Okay, let me give you an example. So the way my schedule was before I implemented this is I had our sales team meeting Monday mornings. We have leadership every week, Monday. And then I would go and do a lot of Facebook Live. So I would go live on my wall. I mean, on my business page, I'd go live in the Facebook groups, go live over at LinkedIn. Like, it was just, you know, a lot of lives and a lot of content.
And then on Tuesday, I would, you know, do coaching, and then I would record some reels. And then in the afternoon, I actually had back-to-back meetings with my one-to-ones on my team. And so on. So on the week went, right? Client, one-to-one clients here and there. So what this is going to do is, instead of that, which is a lot of how you are running your day right now and your week, what we're actually going to do is we're going to have a theme to the day. So for example, let's say Monday's admin day, okay? Which I do recommend Mondays being admin day, by the way, because when you touch base with your team, even if you just have one VA, you can set the tone for the week and just get a focus and get everybody swimming in the same direction, because we're all independent, right? We're autonomous. We're, a lot of us are virtual, and it can be easy for people to get defocused and not really know what the main priority is, even though you assume they would know. They can't read your mind, and this is like my life story. Okay, so let's say we switch Monday to admin day. And so we are going to have meetings on Mondays. We're going to check our emails. We're going to set up, you know, maybe you've got some appointments to set up. You've got to talk to your tax person. You've got to maybe go to the bank and, you know, set up create some paperwork for an account you need, like anything admin related. So this is the back end. This is back of house. It could also be, admin could even be stuff behind the scenes, such as you checking and reviewing emails. Maybe your team writes your emails and you're going to audit them. Like, it's anything not interfacing with your community. Okay. So it's back of house, behind the scenes. It's where you're, you know, you don't have to put any makeup on and you just roll up your sleeves and get to work. Okay. Now let's say Tuesday is content creation day. This is where you plan out all your content. You go live, you record your reels, you maybe make some videos for a course you're doing, or, you know, maybe coaching. So Tuesday can be content creation day. And then Wednesday and Thursday are client days, and you have Friday off. So Wednesday, Thursday are client days. If you're in network marketing, this is where you would have your maybe one-to-one with your top leaders. You have your team calls. Anything with your quote-unquote clients, your team members are sort of like your clients, right? So anything where it's that, you know, coaching in any way, mentoring, leadership, all of that, okay? So, and then you have room for Fridays off. And Fridays can be off, or eventually I'd like you to even get to a point where one day a week is flex day, and then one day is completely off. So, and I did this for quite a bit. I actually did this for, gosh, almost a year. And then we took another leap in the business. And so I am moving back into that, and I will get back to that. But I, my schedule used to be Monday, Tuesday, Thursdays, like I just described. And then Wednesdays was flex day and Fridays were off. And what I mean by flex day is that means that's your day to do whatever you want. You're still working on your business. You might say, you know, I'm going to go get a massage and then I'll come home and I'll, you know, work on a workbook for a program I'm doing. Like, it's your day. You can do whatever you want with it. This is also really good to get into that frame of mind of flex days, because as a CEO, and if you're a solopreneur, you want to think of yourself as a CEO. This is not some little side hustle you have. You are running your own business and you are creating your revenue, right? This is like a legit thing. That time, that flex time, is where you can work on your business and not in your business. And the biggest mistake I see people make is they're in their business every day. They're not lifting their heads up to look at the landscape of the marketplace. How is their content landing on social? What isn't working anymore? What new things do they get to try? It's just that analytical thinking is absolutely missing for most. So that flex time can allow you to work on your business, you know, kind of look at your numbers, look at what the 80-20 rule, where's 80% of your revenue coming from, and go do more of that, right? Okay. Now, so why does this work? Because when you are an admin day on Mondays, you are using different parts of your brain. I know, it's crazy. Go research it. You are in a different headspace. Have you ever noticed where if you have a gap in your schedule and you're like, okay, like say you had some meetings and you're like, okay, I have an hour break. There's nothing going on. I have an hour. I'm going to, like, this is obviously before the day happens. You're like, oh, I can totally record some reels then. But you just don't want to. Like, you do the meeting and you're like, oh, I should really be doing reels. But you find yourself like responding to text messages and in Voxer, exhibit A. I can relate to that. Why is that? It's because you were in a different frame of mind. You were not in content make your reels mode, right? That's got to take a little juju. Like, you got to be having, right? Get some creativity going, having some fun, being a little silly maybe. or even just being, insightful to think about what kind of reel you want to do, what kind of content you want to create. Content creation is a totally different space than meeting with people, okay? Or if you're coaching, you guys know, and I was just talking to one of our Ignited Life coaching students about this. She's like, I have so much respect for you. It is so much work to be all in when you're on a call with somebody or recording a video for a course. I'm like, I know. If you're a good coach, man, especially if you're an empath, ooh, buckle up. Because when you go all in with people, and whenever I coach, I am in the zone. Every time and you guys that are in our programs, you know what I'm talking about. I get off those calls and I always go, boom. That was all God. Like, I am tapped in, tuned in to exactly he wants me, how he wants me to show up in this world. That's my sweet spot. And so that's a lot of effort. So if I get off of coaching a one-to-one client or in a group setting, and I'm going to turn around and suddenly pump out some content, I mean, come on. Now, have I done it? Yeah, I can get some stuff done. You know what I'm saying? I'll whip out a YouTube video if I have a break. I'm recording podcasts right now while I'm in my car going to the gym. Like, I felt really inspired to do this, so I just went for it. If you hear noises, that's why. So cool. Awesome. That's great. If you feel inspired, awesome. But this is the thing. You will lose your inspiration and you will get burned out if you are forcing things, if you are just grinding it out. Okay. So when we actually compartmentalize our days like this and really move into a certain area of focus in our business and allow our brain to operate at its best in that area and not force it to shift gears, you'll actually be energized by your schedule. So I have meetings on Mondays now, and it's a lot of meetings. I want to say like 7 or 8 meetings. I mean, it's crazy. But the way my team is when we meet, they come and they say, okay, this is what we want to talk about. This is what we'd like to discuss. Here's our ideas. Here's what we're thinking. What do you think? We have a question on this, and I'm just there to give feedback, to lead as I should. And I feel energized. It's like, yes, look at us creating together and we're all on the same page. And then we can go out for the week and do our thing. And then Tuesdays, right? If it's your content day, boom, you're in the zone. You're creating content. You're in that frame of mind. Maybe you've got your hair did, you know what I'm saying? But you're getting your audios for reels. You've got your content scheduler up. If you're old school like me, I actually still prefer Trello, but you've got it all up and you're like, cool, let's make some graphics in Canva. Let's repurpose something. Like, let's get it done. And so you're in a different space. You will be energized. And at the end of the day, I'm positive if you did a challenge for me and just went about your week the way you do for 1 week, just keep going, just write down a little recap each day of how you felt. Do you feel depleted? Do you feel energized? Did you feel like you had to force yourself to do things? And then I want you to go and do what I just taught you. And for 1 week, and I can't make any guarantees, but I'm pretty positive you'll free up time. You'll be like, oh my gosh, I got way more done. And I feel great. And I have more time. This is crazy. And then you can give yourself permission to go, wrap up your day early, take a day off, enjoy. And that way you're not just grinding it out, because that gets exhausting. We all know that. It doesn't work long term, okay? So I want you to give this a go, and I want to know. I want to know how this worked for you, okay? If you think this will help somebody else out, you know that you've got entrepreneurs in your audience, let them know about this. Share this. The easiest way to share this is, obviously there's a little button to share it wherever you're listening, but take a screenshot of you listening to it in your stories. And tag me at the Gold Digger Girl. I'll give you a shout out. But they will see it. And they'll, oh, the Gold Digger Girl. And they'll go find the episode. Okay. That's always a good thing. Strike up a conversation with people and be a mentor, be a leader, pass along the information. And when you're a resource to others and add value to their lives, you are building up something long-term with them. Okay. So give it a go. I hope it's helpful. So glad that you could be here and listen to this. Until next time, get lit in your business and set your soul on fire.
This episode was brought to you by the Gold Digger Girl, the program that teaches you how to build the six-figure foundation for your business. If you want support from an experienced coach that's become a self-made millionaire, recently recognized as the #2 recruiter globally in her network marketing company, she's helped countless others scale their online business and create simple systems that duplicate. All you have to do is email support over at the Gold Digger Girl. You'll see the option in the menu tab so we can find out best how to support you on your entrepreneurial journey.